cerita tentang Bandung kali ini akan ada 14 tempat angker di Bandung yang konon katanya sangat berhantu. Tempat yang pertama adalah Bandung Medical Center. Kabarnya tempat paling angker di Bandung Medical Center yaitu adalah ruangan bayi. Selain itu, bangunan ini sudah belasan tahun tak pernah lagi digunakan dan ditinggalkan begitu saja, sehingga menambah kesan yang lebih angker lagi. Tempat yang kedua adalah Jalan Babakan Siliwangi. Tempat ini terkenal angker karena kecelakaan yang terjadi pada tahun 1981, di mana saat itu sebuah keluarga yang tertabrak mobil saat menyeberang jalan. Dalam insiden kecelakaan tersebut, anak perempuan keluarga tersebut yang bernama Uci meninggal dunia, dan boneka yang dibawa Uci melempar serta tergantung di salah satu pohon di Jalan Babakan Siliwangi tersebut. Konon katanya, jika melihat ke arah pohon dalam waktu yang cukup lama, maka bisa melihat sebuah boneka yang sedang menggantung. Dan boneka tersebut diyakini adalah boneka anak tersebut yang sampai saat ini belum ditemukan.
Unpad Radio. Unpad Radio.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Nina Van Witt, came from England. The girl in the known is a descendant of the family of classical music composer who lived in the archipelago. In a new place, family start a new life. Because of too many competitors, they moved to Indonesia. In her new life in Indonesia, Nina actually is healthy and truthful girl. Her family also known have good communication with the neighbors around them. So much fun in her new life, in a new place as well.
Okay, let's have lunch, honey.
Okay, Mom.
However, there was something strange came. Starting in a stormy night, in a heavy rain where lightning strikes here and there, it was a really tense atmosphere of the night.
Play with us.
parents was shocked and immediately ran to her doctor's room. Belinda's room is locked, and the door was masked by the father.
Oh my God! Nina!
You are not Nina. Who are you? Leave my daughter alone.
No, her father is mine. Leave us alone.
Please, let her go.
After the terrible event of Nina, her dad decided to trap his daughter in her room until finding a way out of recovering his child. But day by day, Nina's condition getting worse. Moreover, Nina's body looked thin and her face turned pale. Every night, Nina always screams hysterically. Heartbreaking events that never ends. There's nothing else that can be done by her parents. Until the condition was really out of control, Nina's father felt stressed, and finally he went home to Netherlands. Late at night, what happened again? A lightning storm flashing at the beginning of the terrible event. But this time Nina was no longer screaming as usual. Even in his room, calm and quiet.
To be afraid anymore. Now we eat together, okay?
I'm not hungry, Mom. I want something.
What is that, honey?
Mom, I'm sleepy. Won't you sing a lullaby for me?
Well, dear, Mom will sing for you.
A moment later, Nina fell asleep. She was as calm as wind can be. There was no pulse, no breath. But there was a smile curved on her lips. All it was just tears and the lullabies from Nina's mother. Nina sleeps forever. Nina,